WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The Chicago-based singer-songwriter Angel Olsen has a new album called Burn Your Fire for No Witness. She's frequently performed solo and has been referred to as a folk singer, but rock critic Ken Tucker says this new record, her first with a backup band, takes her music into an unclassifiable realm.
Angel Olsen begins that song, High Five, by paraphrasing Hank Williams, admitting she's so lonesome she could cry. She then goes on to say she just wants someone who believes in love as urgently as she does. The twanging guitar throbbing beneath these sentiments suggests that it's going to be a long, lonely search. Over a matter of minutes, Olsen has created the landscape she'll inhabit for this entire album. Frequently on Burn Your Fire for No Witness, Olsen makes her voice echo and float in back of the guitars, keyboards, and drums, surging forward to assert her ethereal loneliness, her periodically angry frustration. On the song I just played, High and Wild, her voice is elusive, but her sentiments could not be more direct. You're gone, you're gone, you're with me, but you're gone. It's a complete musical representation of being stuck with someone who doesn't want to be with you, even as you're insisting that that someone should want you. Olsen knows it's a loser's game, but she plays it anyway. This takes its own kind of nerve. Olsen can also make this sort of self-torture sound utterly beautiful, as on the gorgeously languid Iota.
If
this album, Burn Your Fire for No Witness, is Olsen's first one with a backing band, and she makes great use of it. Her singing contains a naturally mysterious quality, at once confiding and yet also baffling, unknowable. On a song such as Forgiven, Forgotten, Olsen has the drums and bass guitar hammer away at her dented vocal. This creates the sound of someone beating herself up for being so obsessed with being in love, knowing that that's not enough for her or for the object of her love. There are moments on this album when Olsen sings shamelessly sentimental, self-pitying words that are instantly contradicted and raised in admirable complexity by the tone of her voice, her sharp phrasing, the arrangements she applies to her melodies. She's immensely shrewd about the differences between what someone says and what someone means. For the length of this album, she's created a world in which she can share a desperation that ends up seeming triumphant and strong.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Angel Olsen's new album, Burn Your Fire for No Witness. You can follow our blog on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. You'll find staff-curated photos, videos, interview highlights, and a look into what's happening behind the scenes.